أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another episode in this blessed month of Ramadan of Ramadan Reflections, in which we are going over verses of the Quran which deal with leadership and management principles within this beautiful faith of Islam, and going over not only the historical relevance and appreciating the history of revelation, but also a contemporary understanding of where we can better implement these verses in our day-to-day life. Today we want to look at the topic of always encouraging others. You know, this is one of the very important things that we see within the world of management and administration, and within the Quranic narrative of encouraging people towards good. We have a concept within Islam of encouraging good and forbidding evil. We have a belief in place in which when people do good, they get a reward. Thus, we have a concept of paradise in Islam. We have a concept of the hellfire, of the punishment when people break the laws that God has implemented. And so in summary, we see that this is a tradition which God has developed of reward and punishment. We see that it is very much present in the public sphere in terms of work. You know, when you do a good work at wherever you work, you do a good job at work, you may get a reward, you'll get a bonus, you may get a promotion. In school, when you do exceptionally well, you may get some kind of a prize or a gift from school. So this is a universal trait that we have of encouraging other people, encouraging people to do better and to really appreciate them when they do so. Let us look at the verse for today and have a listen to it, and then we'll come back and review the history of this verse and also how it fits into our day-to-day life. In the Quran, Allah says the following statement.
يا أيها النبي حرض المؤمنين على القتال.
O Prophet, urge the believers frequently and strongly to defensive fighting. In chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 65, is where God gave this commandment to the Prophet. And the verse continues, this was, historically speaking, this was revealed in context of war, of the defensive wars that the Prophet and the early Muslim community had to face. And if you continue to read the verse, you will see that Allah promises the Muslims that even if they are a small number, that they will overcome a large army. And Allah emphasizes this by giving at least two examples within this verse. When we look at the history of Islam, we see that this is definitely the case. That in the very first battle that the Muslims had to face, the Battle of Badr, there were only 313 Muslims. And they were fighting against 1,000 enemies with obviously weapons, with all of the tools for war. And the Muslims were a very small fledgling community just starting out, but they were victorious. You look at the Battle of Uhud, for example. Again, Muslims are outnumbered. You look at every battle that the Muslims had to face in those early 13 years after the, or 10 or 11 years rather, after the migration, Muslims were always in the minority, but yet they were somehow successful in these battles, right? And this was because of divine assistance at one level. At another level, it was their own belief in the fact that God would provide them victory. And so they were ready and equipped and willing to sacrifice whatever they had to achieve that goal of success. But ultimately what we see is that the Prophet, as is mentioned in this verse, that he was encouraged, he was advised to always encourage people to even go on the battlefield, because that's a difficult aspect of life. Fighting for a cause is very difficult on the battlefield. Thankfully today many of us don't have that requirement. But when we look at this verse in a contemporary light, how do we understand it? Well, simply put, we need to realize that one of the jobs, one of the prime roles of a leader, of a manager, of a director, is to encourage people that are working for him, those who are underneath his authority. Right? He has to be there, or she has to be there, always actively encouraging the people to persevere, to push on, to do better, to work harder, work fast, work be more dedicated, not necessarily working more, but working smarter. Right? It's not always putting in 12, 14, 16 hours. That doesn't always get you to the goal, but rather work smart. Right? And so a leader, that is their responsibility, whether it be at home. You know, many times we may have children who don't want to do homework. We have to encourage them, remind them of the importance of studying, remind them of the fact that they should be attaining and seeking to reach certain plateaus and goals that they set for themselves in life, that they should never be complacent with just mediocrity. They should always, you know, aim for being the best. And at work as well, we should always encourage those who are working with us. Again, whether we're in the corporate world or whether we work for nonprofit charities, that we should always be encouraging those people who are working to do better, to strive to be better every day. Never let 2 days be equal. Never let 2 days be such that you just come in, you do your job, you leave, you come next day, you do your job, you leave. No, we should always be, you know, seeking better, to become better, to become better in every aspect of our lives. And this is the job of a leader. A leader is going to encourage those people to do better, encourage them to work smarter, encourage them to be the best that they can be, to really take whatever talents an individual has and make them shine, bring them out of the person. Because sometimes people may be shy, maybe they don't realize their own ability and potential and worth that they have. And sometimes it'll take somebody to come and pat them on the back or make a positive comment or comment on something that they have achieved, maybe that saved the company maybe millions of dollars. And those small comments will help a long way for that person to change their behavior, to, you know, be excited and exuberant and want to do the job. As we close in this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, we remind ourselves that we need to continuously read the Quran in this blessed month and outside of the month, and to reflect and think and try to make a change in our lives based on the teachings of the Quran, as exemplified by Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.